Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 90. Some showers and thunderstorms possible overnight, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Showers and thunderstorms continue on Saturday as well, otherwise sunny with a high of 94 and clearing up throughout Saturday night with a low of 64. Sunny and breezy on Sunday with a high of 86, northwest winds gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 72 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With concerns after the passing of House Bill 2350 in the state of Kansas, focusing on human trafficking and human smuggling, but with concerns about it potentially being used to enforce illegal immigration in the state of Kansas, State Representative Stephen Owens from District Number 74 sat down to talk about the process in which the bill was created and its intent.
So this was a bill that was brought to us by a couple of our legislators that recognized that there was a gap in the system that exists currently. When undocumented immigrants are being transported across state lines and they get pulled over, maybe those folks are being held against their will, or maybe they're not being held against their will. But under current law, there was no way to hold the person that was driving that vehicle accountable for their part in putting these folks in a situation to where they could be exploited.
The bill was vetoed by Kansas Governor Kelly and overridden by the Republican legislature.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The state of Kansas has been ranked one of the top states in the nation when it comes to military engagement, as well as one of the most patriotic states in the country as well. WIBW reports that according to the latest national study from WalletHub.com on the 2023's most patriotic states in America, they find that Kansas ranked number 19th overall with their total score of 46.54, ranking number 15 for military engagement and 22nd nationwide for civic engagement. According to the report, they had numerous different key indicators on patriotism that included military enlistees and veterans, along with who voted in 2020's presidential election, along with volunteers in AmeriCorps. Colorado ranked slightly higher in the national survey, showing number 8th overall with 11th for military engagement and number 13 in civic engagement. Missouri ranking 21st in the nation, with Oklahoma ranking 26th, sitting 8th for military and 37th for civic engagement. Nebraska came in at the lowest, sitting 32nd overall at 28th for military engagement and 35th for civic engagement.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents have unanimously approved the appointment of a new chancellor for the university, with appointing Rodney D. Bennett as the 21st chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that he was the primary candidate for the chancellor of NU System just a month ago during the interview process and will assume the new role starting on July 1st, as he is set to succeed current chancellor Ronnie Green, who's retiring. Saying, quote, "I continue to be excited about the university's abilities to set a new standard of excellence among flagship and land-grant institutions across our country and beyond. UNL is truly unique in building vibrant, economically competitive communities across Nebraska while preparing students to be successful in an evolving world in which they live and work. Bennett had previously held a role at Southern Mississippi, where he had various leadership positions at the University of Georgia, Winthrop University, and his alma mater, the Middle Tennessee State University.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homestead days in Beatrice continue through the weekend. Friday's family fun night at Beatrice High School beginning at 5:30 with fireworks to high school Friday at 9:45. Saturday, the Homestead Days parade begins 10 a.m. Arts in the Park at noon. An outdoor movie at the Charles Park, 218 North 5th Street, will show at 9. Car show Sunday at Chautauqua Park begins at 8 a.m. during Homestead Days in Beatrice. A busy weekend Saturday with several community events planned. Frankfort continues the annual Summerfest tradition with a farmer's market opening at 8. Co-ed softball, a 5K fun run and walk starts at 8. Parade Saturday at 11. Cornhole tournament registration opens at 10:30 with a lunch at the care home. Inflatables operating noon till 4 with free swimming at the Frankfort City Pool Saturday from 1 to 6. Activities with vendors, a beer garden in the city park, live music by Jake Rose at 5. Sons of the American Legion will host a smoked pork chop dinner at the park 5 until 8. Pedal pool begins at 6, and a street dance with the Johnny Woods Band at 8:30 will include fireworks at 9:30 in Frankfort Saturday. Angie Armstrong talks about the event.
You know, I think that Summerfest is a really fun event, and it's just a little bit different because all of our organizations are holding a piece of that puzzle for the event. So every organization has something different to offer, and we get to showcase all the good things that are going on in our small town. We hope to see everybody down in Frankfort on Saturday for Frankfort Summerfest.
Home City Fun Fest, which was postponed from April, will include a scavenger hunt Saturday for golf carts and ATVs leaving from the ballpark shelter house anytime, 10 to 2. A kickball tournament's planned, cornhole at 3. Face painting, a bounce house, and rock climbing wall will be offered 11 to 7, with karaoke at the ball field shelter at 7:30. Coolers welcome for a $10 charge with a beer garden open. Jessica Lease is among organizers for the family event.
So this is more of a family atmosphere event where things are all in one location there at the ball field playground facility that we have. And it's really just a day for family to be together, make memories, and just enjoy some time while supporting a great community fundraising event.
In Odell, the annual Community Day celebration Saturday will include sand volleyball, a free throw contest, plus 3-on-3 basketball at 1, sidewalk chalk at 4, an egg toss at 5, and a parade at 6. Redneck Olympics Saturday at 6:30, a pedal pull at 7, along with a bounce house and rock wall, a DJ downtown, plus fireworks at dark in Odell Saturday. Sunday afternoon, Sean Cole will perform with Dave Anderson at the Rice Lodge, 4 until 7 p.m. Brittany Cotis is excited for the event.
We always have a really fun day with the kids, but I do think this year what's going to be more fun than this year than any year is we've got a lot of the high school groups that are involved. In the last few years, you know, that really draws the parents and the families of the kids. And so it's really fun to get those high school kids involved into their community and doing things for their community for them to take on as they, you know, go to college, and you know, maybe they'll eventually remember that and come back to this someday.
Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a liver and onion as well as a ham dinner Saturday evening at 5 at the community center that is open to the public. St. Mary's Catholic Church at St. Benedict annual summer picnic is also Saturday evening with games and concessions. Fried chicken and ham dinner serves beginning at 5. Robert Bob Frazee of Summerfield passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life services planned Monday, 10:30 at Summerfield Community Center. Interment in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8.
Family will greet friends Sunday 4 until 6 at the Worry Mortuary Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Bob Frazee. Jonathan L. Esslinger, age 36, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Berean Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jonathan Esslinger. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Endrith Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Sloppy Joe's, Sweet Potato Tots, California Blend, and Banana Pudding. Breaded fish on Monday with Baby Baker's Garden Blend and peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on Saturday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25 and clearing up throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Staying sunny but breezy throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Monday as well with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And more sunshine Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. It's 72 degrees this hour, partly cloudy skies. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
Wemby goes first and brothers make history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. No surprises or even suspense on who was going number one in this year's NBA draft. The San Antonio Spurs drafted Frenchman Victor Wembanyama. The 19-year-old, considered a generational player, says he just wants to win.
Some players have tried to win the championship, win a ring for years and haven't made it, and I don't want to be one of those, you know. So my goal is going to be to get closer and closer every time to the ring and to learn how to make it.
Going at number two to Charlotte was Alabama forward Brandon Miller.
It's exciting. I've always dreamed to, you know, walk across the stage and, you know, shake their hand. And so it's just all a dream come true, just ready to get to Charlotte.
At three, the Trailblazers took G-Leaguer Scoot Henderson. The Rockets, number four, took Amon Thompson. And with the fifth overall pick, the Pistons selected Amon's twin brother, Uzzer Thompson. making it the first time in draft history that brothers were picked in the top five. To baseball, the Giants had trouble trying to extend their 10-game winning streak. The Padres got three runs in the first. Then in the top of the third, Manny Machado made things worse.
Trying to avoid the four-game sweep in San Francisco, and Manny hits one in the air to deep left center field. Johnson's going to go back, but this one going to go. And the Padres double the lead, 6-0.
Call on KWFN. The Pods went on to clobber the Giants 10-0, ending San Fran's winning streak at 10 games. The Atlanta Braves, winners of 8 straight, and the Philadelphia Phillies played 9 innings of scoreless baseball, top 10.
Now Harris with the bat in his hand to the 0-1. Ground ball pass Turner, tagging to left field for a base hit. And it's 1-0 Atlanta in the 10th.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. The Bravos added 4 more after that to beat the Phillies 5-1. The Royals upset the Rays 6-5. D-backs topped the Nationals 5-3. Twins shut out the Red Sox 6-0. Marlins beat the Pirates 6-4. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Have a blast this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway with a special race week sponsored by Budweiser. Running IMCA Sport Mod, Stock Car, Hobby Stock, and Compacts with a special 305 Race Saver Sprint Cars run. Gates open at 6, hot laps at 7, with racing beginning at 7:30. Let's go racing this Friday at the Beatrice Speedway. Find the full schedule and more information online at beatricespeedway.com.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer. Vets and disabilities, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday, June the 23rd. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Friday, it must be time for the Stackline Report.
Folks, before I get into this climate issue, I've got to talk a little bit about the big floods that they had in Texas. You've probably heard some wild stories about how many cattle have been lost due to flooding. Well, let me tell you, I think a good part of that was overdone. However, it is a sad state of affairs. There were a lot of cattle lost. How many? Nobody knows for sure because they haven't gotten the count. In any event, it's around Hereford, Texas. The feedlots that had the big problem were located near a creek or river area. And yes, there was a lot of cattle lost. And what that lot is, we don't know. We'll wait and see. I'll let you know as soon as we know. In the meantime, I got to tell you, when you talk about climate goals, folks, this one will stop your clock. In Ireland, they're part of the union up there, the European Union, and that union has got a goal of cutting their commitment for 27 agreeing countries, 27 of them, cutting greenhouse gas emissions by at least 55% by the year 2030. In order to do that, the Ag Minister of Ireland is suggesting that they reduce methane emissions from cattle, including the culling, the getting rid of 200,000 cows. They're primarily dairy there, you know. 200,000 cows. This guy wants to eliminate to get down to the figures they need, supposedly, for methane. Well, according to the people around there, the agricultural area has gone wild. This guy's in for a lot of problems to get that done. In the meantime, they're working on the farm bill, friends, and that'll be one of our topics of discussion on another Stackline Report. I hope you'll be with me.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle,
then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A Russian attack on Ukraine at the beginning of June has created more difficulties for the country. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, discusses the impact that the dam Russia destroyed will have on agriculture in the region.
Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant is completely destroyed and cannot be renewed. Millions of gallons of water flooded banks of Dnipro River. Up to 80 settlements are in danger of direct flooding. Several thousand of houses are already under the water. The evacuation of civilians is continuing, and we already evacuated several thousands of people. And depending on the level of the water, it would be necessary to evacuate at least 16 up to 40,000 people.
The destruction takes away irrigation possibilities for producers and means they can't produce their grain and oil crops in that region.
Flooded territory will become completely unsuitable for agriculture. Irrigation system is destroyed. The disaster will stop the water supply of 31 field irrigation system in Dnipropetrovsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia region. Before the war in 2021, these systems provided irrigation for 584,000 hectares, from which we harvested about 4 million tons of grain and oil crops, worth about $1.5 billion.
She shares the number of damages that have taken place in agriculture and the concerns it creates.
The total damage to the Ukrainian agriculture reached almost $9 billion, or more than 20% of its physical assets. Agricultural damages and losses continue to grow every day. And unfortunately, Ukrainian farmers driving nearly to bankruptcy and substantially depressing this and the next season agricultural output, therefore increasing concern about global food security.
That was K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, with an update on conditions in Ukraine. Hear her full update on the Black Sea region by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You never want to be under a tree in a thunderstorm, and oak trees may be especially dangerous. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits. benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. June Carter Cash was born on this day. Before the oak, it draws the stroke. That's an old-time proverb that comes from the belief that oak trees are more likely than other trees to be hit by lightning. And it turns out there's good scientific basis to support the ancient lore. Risk factors will vary depending on a tree's height, soil conditions, and other factors, but oak trees have additional vulnerabilities. They have a higher moisture content than other trees. Plus, they have a deep central root that plunges straight down, making it a good conductor. The same qualities, though, also make oak trees better equipped to survive a lightning strike. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 72 degrees this hour. And we'll look for seasonal highs again in the 80s today. Heat indices could rise on Saturday. And there is a scattered chance for showers and thunderstorms into the weekend.
Kansas American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Royals were in action yesterday as they traveled to Tampa Bay to take on the Rays, and the Royals come out on top as they beat the Rays 6-5. Royals had 6 runs on 9 hits. Rays only have 5 runs on 10 hits. Now moves the Royals up to 21-54 on the season. News out of Colorado that new head coach Deion Sanders will need surgery on his left foot, but it will not have to be amputated. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs keep the awards rolling in as the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes have been nominated for several awards at the 2023 ESPYs. Mahomes is up for Best Athlete in Men's Sports and Best NFL Player, while the Chiefs have been nominated for Best Team. This is Mahomes' second nomination for Best Athlete. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
June 21st through the 25th is Homestead Days, and Leal's Jewelry asks listeners to come on out to Beatrice for family activities, a parade, and delicious food. See you there from your friends at Leal's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram invites you to get the real Pioneer Days experience by joining them for Homestead Days going on June 21st through the 25th in Beatrice. Also stop in and see them for live entertainment with free admission to the Mopar Car Show at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Girl, don't you know it's all I can do? Keep my hands off of you anytime you're around. When the stars come out at night, I dream of holding you tight every time I lay down. It feels so good to me to have you this bad. The only wish I had was a chance, a chance to tell you how I feel about you, how it feels to live without a chance, a are worth living at all. Knowing no matter how much you care, you'll never have a prayer of having what you want. At least I've been close enough.
Taking this fall, but it's all for you or nothing.